Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. We'll join Penny and her family and friends in just a moment, just as soon as we've delivered a Christmas card from the Kroger Company and all its employees. It's a card addressed personally to you and to your family. And that Christmas card says, "Here's a sincere wish that you and yours may have the merriest and happiest Christmas ever. And may each day of the holiday season and the coming year be as merry and happy as this Christmas day of 1946. And it's signed, the Kroger Company. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Christmas everywhere in the world is a different and special day, and Christmas in Rossville is no exception. The house is filled with the tempting odors of Christmas dinner in the making, and warm and comforting against the clear, cold air of the December day. At least this is the case in the home of Penny Gibbs this Christmas morning, as her stepfather, Jed, comes into the living room. Penny says,
"Merry Christmas, Jed."
"Merry Christmas, Penny."
"Oh, it is a wonderful Christmas, Jed, with you and Mother here. I was so afraid you'd have to stay in Mapleton."
"Stay on the job on Christmas, child? Not I. I understand we're going to be pretty busy today, eh?"
"No busier than we ever are on Christmas Day, Jed. You and Mother are going to deliver presents in the south side of town, and Freddie and I'll take the baskets up to the poor section."
"Oh, Freddie's going to give you a hand this year, is he?"
"Yep."
"Well, I'm glad to hear it."
"Oh, but Freddie hasn't heard about it yet."
"Oh."
"I don't think he'll object, though. Why should he?"
"I certainly don't know why."
"Oh, you finally managed to get out of bed."
"Merry Christmas,
yes,
Mother."
"Yes, I finally made it. Merry Christmas, Grace."
"Oh, boy, this is your first Christmas as Mr. and Mrs. Billings."
"Well, now, I don't know about that, child. I've been known as Mr. Billings ever since I started wearing long pants."
"Oh, hey, you know what I meant."
"Of course he did, dear. But don't ever give Jed an opportunity to make a joke out of something. He simply can't resist it."
"Do you mean to say you can't even put aside your sinful ways on Christmas Day, Jed Billings?"
"Well, seeing as how it's Christmas, I suppose I can behave myself."
"It'll be
Christmas
effort.
Got to do with it, Mr.
Billings?" "Merry Christmas,
Merry
Freddy.
Christmas, Freddy."
"You slept late this morning."
"Why not, Kibsy? Don't have to go to work."
"Oh, no, not at the office, but I have some work for you to do this morning."
"Oh, you do?"
"Yeah."
"And I have some work right now. Excuse me, please. I have to stick fairly close to the kitchen until that turkey's well on its way."
"Can I help you, Grace?"
No, thanks, Jed. You can start putting some of those Christmas boxes in the car, though."
"Oh, dear, out of the kitchen and into the cold." "Oh, well, it's Christmas."
"Yeah, it is Christmas, ain't it? So what?"
"Well, it's Christmas, Freddy, and on Christmas, it's usually the privilege of those who are fortunate to go out and give what they can to those who aren't so fortunate."
"Well, let them go ahead. I'm not stopping them. What's it to me?"
"Oh, Freddy, you don't mean that."
"I didn't mean no differently, Gibbsy. I ain't got nothing to give to nobody, and even if I did, I wouldn't give it. Who's ever given me anything, huh?"
"I think I understand what you mean, Freddy. Christmases before this haven't been, well, too pleasant for you. But this Christmas, it's different. You're not alone. You have a home. You have friends."
"Sure. And a job and a little dough in my pocket. And I'm keeping what I got, too. Christmas or no Christmas. Why should Christmas make any difference?"
"You have a lot to learn, Freddy."
"Ah, skip it, will you, Gibbsy? I know all I want to know about Christmas."
"You don't know anything at all about Christmas, Freddy. But you're going to find out something about it right now. Now put on your coat. We're going to deliver Christmas baskets, and I don't want any arguments. I need your help, and I'm sure you'll do it for that reason, if for no other."
"Hey, Gibbsy, what happens if there ain't nobody home here?"
"Even in homes like this, Freddy, the whole family is usually home for Christmas."
"Yeah?"
"Mm-hmm."
"Gee, what a joint to come to."
"Hello. Merry Christmas, mister."
"Huh? Oh, yeah, hiya, kid. Well, you... Here."
"Here?"
"Yeah, here, take it. Go on, this basket, it's for you. It's for... Well, it's Christmas."
"You'll have to talk to Daddy, but he's not here. He's getting wood."
"No, darling, you don't understand. This is a Christmas present for you and your family."
"A Christmas present?"
"Mm-hmm. All good little boys get presents on Christmas. Is your mother here?"
"Yes, she's asleep. She's sick."
"Oh, I see. Well, here, you let us put the basket inside the door, and your daddy will tell you all about it when he gets back. And there's a Christmas present in it just for you."
"Oh, but no. Santa Claus brings presents, and this man ain't Santa Claus.
Well, no, he isn't, darling, but, you see...
Hey, kid, look, you see, it's like this. This guy Santa was in a big rush this year, you know. A lot of new kids to bring things to, and the new ones came first with the old boy, you see, so... Well, he asked me to sort of bum around and bring some things to some of you old customers of his.
Oh, Santa Claus asked you to come and see me?
Yeah, that's right. Now you're savvy. You see, he... Well, look, see? Right here on top, kid. It's a little toy wagon.
I have a new toy. Gosh, mister, thanks. You're awful nice.
So long, kid. Come on, Gibbsy, let's beat it, will you?
Bye.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Merry Christmas. Mommy! Mommy, look at what the nice man and lady brought. The nice man saw Santa.
Oh, golly.
Come on, Gypsy. This joint's getting me down. Let's get the rest of those baskets delivered, and then we'll go home and do ourselves.
Merry Christmas, Mother.
Pat, darling! You did get home for Christmas.
Oh, I said I'd be
wonderful.
Here, didn't I, Mother?
Oh, yes, but I was so afraid something would keep you in New York. Here, let me kiss you.
Let me kiss you. That was for the merriest Christmas ever.
Oh, thanks, darling. I wish this could be a merry one for you, too.
Oh, but it is, Mother. The police have a new lead. They think they may find Suzanne any day now.
Oh, darling, that's wonderful. Come on, take off your coat.
You bet.
Let's go in and tell Jed.
Oh, Jed made it down from Mapleton, too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this is going to be a great Christmas. Where's that little daughter of mine?
In the nursery, sleeping as usual.
Well, this is Christmas. I'm going to wake her up.
Well, all right. But you'll never keep her awake. She doesn't quite know what to make of all the excitement yet. I'm afraid it bores her.
But next Christmas, Mother, just think. She'll be over a year old.
Won't that be wonderful?
Terrific. Oh, where's Penny?
She and Freddie are out delivering Christmas baskets to the poor. They should both be home in a few minutes. Jed and I are saving our deliveries on the south side of town until later this afternoon.
Well, this is the last of the baskets, Gibbsy.
Yep, it's the last one, Freddie. It hasn't been too difficult a thing to do, has it?
Let's not go into that.
Yes?
Well, hello there, little girl. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you too, sir. And to you too, ma'am.
Well, Merry Christmas, dear. Are your mother and father home?
Yes, they are. I'll call them.
No, sister, don't do that yet. Just take this basket of stuff in the house, and then all of you go have a good time.
That great big basket is for us?
Yeah, I guess you might say that. And this thing here on top, it's a doll. I guess your little dame sort of like to play around with dolls, don't you?
Oh, a doll. Yeah.
Yep, and you're sort of a good-looking kid yourself, sister. Here, put your mitts on this handle of the basket, and then you lug it into the house to the folks.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Yeah. Same here, kid. So long.
Goodbye, and thanks so much. Oh, a wonderful, beautiful doll. A wonderful, beautiful...
Did you get that, Gibbsy? Huh. A doll. A dinky little doll, and the kid almost goes off for a nut because we gave it to her.
Oh, no!
Oh, Professor Rogers, I can't imagine you playing Santa Claus.
Well, I did, Miss Gibbs, and I think I got more fun out of it than the children.
I'm sure you did. You've had most of your Christmases in Virginia, haven't you, Professor?
Yes, I have, Mrs. Billings.
Well, it must seem strange, a Christmas without snow.
Oh, it isn't snow that makes Christmas, Mrs. Billings, as you probably know only too well. It isn't the snow, the holly, the mistletoe, or the tree covered with lights, though they are a part of Christmas everywhere.
Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you mean, Professor Rogers. There can be a happy Christmas without the frills and tinsel of Christmas, as long as the spirit and feeling and the deep inner meaning of Christmas is there.
That's right.
Oh, a lot of people don't know that, Jed.
Yeah, that's all too true, Pat. A lot of people have lost sight of the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, a lot of them never really knew its real meaning, Mr. Billings.
I agree with you, Professor. That's why I'm going to make sure little Valerie finds out about it from the start.
Hey, now, wait a minute, everybody. This party's getting awfully serious.
Well, I guess it is.
Freddie, you haven't said a word in over an hour.
No? Well, it's been enough joint without me.
Oh, I know what. Penny, why don't you sing us a Christmas song?
All right. Freddie, will you play the piano for me?
Well, I know you'll argue me into it sooner or later, so I guess I'll have to say okay right now. What do you want to sing, Gizzy?
Well, what would everybody like to hear?
Well, I'd like to hear It Came Upon the Midnight Clear.
Oh, yes, that's
like
a lovely one.
Okay, I think this is your key for that one, Gypsy.
Yeah, Freddie, that's it. But play it slowly. I like it to sing it like this. Hmm?
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bend. Their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay to hear the
Now, everybody together from the beginning. Come on, Freddie, play it again.
Okay, right from the beginning, gang.
It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels standing near the earth to touch their hearts of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men, from heaven's all gracious King. The world in solemn stillness lay, to hear the angels sing.
Oh, that was wonderful, really it was, wasn't it, Freddie?
Yeah.
Well, Freddie, what's the matter?
Huh? Oh, well, it's just that... it's like this, Gibbsy. I just thought that it... Say, gang, does anybody care if I make a speech?
No,
Christmas speech, son?
Yeah, Mr. B, a Christmas speech. I'm not good at making speeches, so don't nobody go and laugh at me, will you? But me and Gibbsy spent all morning taking baskets of food and toys and some clothing to some poor kids and their families over on the other side of town this morning.
It was nice of you to help Penny as much as you did, Freddie.
No, it wasn't me that helped Gibbsy, Mrs. B. It was Gibbsy and the looks on them little kids' faces that helped me. Helped me to see something that I've never seen before and know about things that I didn't know about before. And most of all, it told me a lot about Christmas and why it ain't called just Christmas, but Merry Christmas.
Freddie, do you know why it's called Merry Christmas?
Yeah, Gibbsy, I sure do. It's because people are happy on Christmas. Happy. That's another word for merry, I guess. Yeah, people are happy on Christmas, and not getting, but giving. Yeah, it's giving that makes Christmas happy. And it don't matter what you give, just anything. It's okay, as long as you forget about yourself for a minute and think about the other fellow. The fellow who'd give something to you if he had anything to give you.
Yes, Freddie, that's right. They would, and you know that now.
Yeah, I know that now, Gibbsy. And Christmas ain't the only day that I'm going to remember, neither. And I wish that everybody like me knew people like you, Gibbsy. Like you and everybody else here. And them kids down in the slums that we just went to. Then everybody, even guys like me, could say Merry Christmas and know what it means when they said it.
Well, Freddie has made a very important discovery. He's found that there's a world of meaning packed into those two beautiful words, Merry Christmas. It's a greeting that carries a wish for happiness and joy, for every good thing that one could ask for. And this is the greeting that the Kroger Company extends to you and your family, a sincere wish for a very, very Merry Christmas. Listen in again tomorrow at the same time for the next absorbing transcribed episode of Hearts in Harmony over this station.